you going to do, Eric, when your autopilot don't work anymore?
Pay for it.
I thought you wasn't going to do that.
I am kind of spoiled.
Just to drink coffee, need a biscuit, and not have to hold on to the steering wheel.
And only $25, because I think the $40 includes the data service that I'm already paying for $15. So I think it's just the difference between the $15 and the $40, so that's $25. And I guess I can break down and do that, so I don't know. I hate having to do it. I hate having to pay to continue to use a feature that came on the car. But that's just the way of things. Everything is going to be a subscription from now on.
Seat to the BMW, it's like, dang, if it's already there, you know, I should have bought and paid for it.
Because it's not like there's any maintenance or software development or anything that has to continue to work to make heated seats work. At least with the Super Cruise, you know, I know that there are people working on tweaking the roads and maintaining the software and you know, pushing updates and stuff like that. So at least, there's something that money is paying for. But with just paying a subscription for heated seats just because, you know, that's just... And I think on the BMW you can also pay for additional horsepower. Like you can pay another subscription and get more. The engine tuning will change to get more power out of it. So, you know, stuff like that is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, on that one. We added heated seats and, you know, aftermarket heated seats. The dealership took it somewhere and had it added on Susan's Jeep because she really likes that feature.
Yeah, great for my back since my surgery.
If your back's hurting, it's a pretty good deal. Scott?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why I can't set the DNS server on this stupid machine. It's causing me great pains.
The day in our lab, I couldn't figure out why none of the gas... What do they call it, a GC, a gas chromatograph or something, they wouldn't work. And then they're trying to figure it out, and it was because we had shut the compressors down and switched the compressed air over to nitrogen. Yeah, and running nitrogen, it wouldn't let it light.
Hey guys, I'm going to say 73 because y'all will probably be gone by the time I get back, but I'm going to run and get some breakfast real quick. And this little thing doesn't work off the hotspot on my phone because it needs a special kind of NAT, and it only works off of building Wi-Fi, and it doesn't work off of phone hotspot. So y'all have a good day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Scott, it was good talking to you this morning. Hope you get all your DNS issues worked out, and we'll talk with you later this week. WTJKT.
Okay, and be safe. KN4 TFW. You know, my Echolink used to work on my phone. Will it not work from your phone anymore?
You didn't think about that. I can use the Echolink app on my phone. I'm using this Shark RF little M1KE walkie-talkie thing, and, you know, I can sign in from the Echolink on my phone. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I can do that. So I'll talk to y'all in a few minutes. Into SWJ.
Up on my phone, and that app is old and everything, so I got to redo it.
I have my phone too, but I never use it because the delays are just too much for my brain to handle.
I imagine it's been 3 or 4 years since I used it. It threw me a curve. It had one big light in the middle, and I just couldn't figure out what exactly it was. By the light, it looks like some kind of van, but it's got like a little LED light right in the middle, like, of the van, and then it's brighter than the headlights. It just kind of threw me a curve.
Aftermarket Amazon thing.
OT rated, right? Start enforcing some of that stuff.
For one of those big light bars that the truck people are putting on. I know that in Seneca, when I lived there, they had a like a light bar day where they were just pulling over all the people with trucks that were running those illegal light bars.
Have ran with, like, you know, fog lights, usually the amber ones, just when you, you know, when you need it. I don't even run my little running lights on this thing unless I just need it.
Fog lights on my car, but the headlights are so good that I don't ever feel like I need them.
The ones that, you know, it's like the only sign for, like, you know, 4 feet high or whatever, and then it, I guess the kid cuts down on the reflection pretty good. Run the ones on this thing when it's raining outside and we got those disappearing white lines.
And two SWJ, is this thing working?
Working, W2JKT.
It don't play well with any.
On the exit, couldn't figure out where he wanted to go, cut over in front of me, slowed down at 52, and then he tried to pass him, and then he hangs out right on your side. KN4TFW.
Irritating.
He passed me, it was a DOT, like, line painting truck, and that light he had on was so they could work it, you know, work at night, see better, but he shouldn't have had it on riding down the road.
He doesn't have to follow the rules.
Did you see that truck driver they pulled over in Oklahoma, and on his license it said no name given, and it was a real ID license?
Beacon went off. What did it say for his name?
No name given. It was issued out of New York, and it had the real ID stamp on it.
Something like that, rather than, you know, some kind of scandal.
Say he's not driving anymore.